says, tad upashama lakshanaha mokshaha. Tasya samsarasya upashama lakshanaha. That which is in the form of the elimination of that samsara is called mokshaha, is mokshaha. Now he is explaining what is moksha. That is an interesting word we have to see. What is mokshaha? Tasya upashama lakshanaha mokshaha. Tasya upashama means elimination, destruction. So that which is in the form of the elimination of samsara, that which is really, that which eliminates samsara is what now? Mokshaha. What is mokshaha? Paravidya vishayaha. It's very good. Listen to it. He says two things. Paravidya vishayaha mokshaha. So moksha is connected to paravidya, because moksha is the result of the knowledge of the absolute paravidya. In fact, paravidya itself is mokshaha. It is not the, as we saw already, knowledge of karma has been implemented, has been done for the result. Whereas here, knowledge of the self itself is what produces result, that is mokshaha, because they are identical. In samsara, I told you already, the karma and the karma phalam, the means and the end are different there. But here the mean and the end are one and the same, mokshaha. And this mokshaha is paravidya vishyaha, connected to the knowledge, paravidya. And what is the nature of mokshaha? He says here. First he explains the nature of samsara, then he explains the nature of mokshaha. It is also beautiful. He says here, paravidya vishyaha mokshaha. You can say paravidya or paravidya. Paravidya is a compound word. Paravidya is not a compound word. That's all. Paravidya vishyaha mokshaha anadi. Aha. Mokshaha also is anadi. It's the first thing you have to learn about moksha. Okay? Mokshaha anadi. Anadihi. What is mokshaha? Freedom. What is freedom? Freedom from limitations. Freedom from fear. Freedom from all limitations in general. Freedom from bondage. Freedom from sorrow. What is freedom from sorrow? Being free from sorrow. Being from the sorrowlessness. What is sorrowlessness? Sorrowlessness is happiness. What is happiness? Limitless happiness is limitlessness. What is limitless is nature of the reality. What is nature of... Why limitless is beginningless? Because reality is beginningless. The sun is beginningless. Prakasha also will be beginningless. Understand? Is a beginningless. Therefore, mokshaha anadihi. Okay, mokshaha being, we can say moksha being very surupam of the reality. Reality being limitless, beginningless. Understand? Reality is beginningless. Therefore, moksha also is beginningless. Very simple. Mokshaha anadihi and anantaha. It has no end, it has an endless. Moksha never comes to an end. Imagine, we work so hard to attain moksha, and this moksha is also going to come to an end one day, one fine day. What should we struggle for this? Okay? Moksha is anantaha, not like samsara. Samsaraha anantaha we say, but samsara comes to an end when the wake of the knowledge. But mokshaha never comes to an end. Why? Because mokshaha is limitlessness. Understand? And limitlessness happens with nature of the reality. Reality happens to be eternal. So, the happiness also beginningless and endless. What is eternal? That which is beginningless and being endless and beginningless is eternal, being eternal. Isn't it? So, here, anantaha. So, moksha is there forever. That is, once gained moksha is not gained. In fact, knowledge of moksha is attained. Understand? Really speaking, we don't attain moksha. We never attain moksha. Knowledge of moksha is attained, in fact. Because attaining the moksha means attaining the knowledge of moksha. Attaining the knowledge of moksha means attaining the knowledge of the self. Because you never attain the self. You can never attain the self. Self is already attained. Knowledge of the self is attained. Understand? The wave can never reach the water, never attain the water, because it's already the water. If at all this, what is attained is not the self, but the knowledge of the self. Similarly, moksha happens to be, see, moksha should be understood as understood the limitlessness, okay? Connect always. Moksha means you have to go from A to Z and then stop with Z. So you have to say moksha means freedom from limitations implies limitlessness, which is the nature of the reality. Therefore, here moksha is not attained because moksha is only understood. Knowledge of moksha is attained there. Therefore, it is also endless. Anadihi, moksha is, it stays, it's, it because it's surupam of the reality, is always there. Anadihi, anantaha. These things we have to remember very well. Because later on also, you know, we can be very fast. These are the things. Should be very, because people think moksha also one fine day it happens. Moksha doesn't happen, really speaking. Moksha is understood. It's already there. Moksha is already there. So discovering what is freedom, in fact. Okay? Therefore, anadihi is anantaha. And second thing, ajaraha. So in moksha, there is no beginning. Suppose understand what limitlessness is, you understand the beginninglessness, the endlessness, and ajaraha, the agelessness. Understand? There's no aging involved. When you look at from the sound, okay, ajaraha. You know, jara means old age. Understand? Ajaraha means one who does not age. But here it comes as adjective for moksha. So where there is no aging, where there is no beginning, where there is no end, okay, where there is no aging, then is amaraha, where there is no death. Something, the death, the relative change, relative destruction called death also is not there. Ajaraha, and then he says amrutaha, okay, there is no such thing called, two words, amaraha and amrutaha mean the same actually, really speaking. But Shankaracharya uses two words, okay, there is no such thing called death, there is no such thing called, you know, the change. So, amaraha, amrutaha, abhayaha, very interesting thing. Abhayaha, the moksha is of the nature of fearlessness. That means what now? There is no fear. There is no fear. In fact, when you talk about the nature of the moksha, we have to understand the nature of the reality is discussed here. Fearlessness is the nature of reality. Beginninglessness is the nature of reality. Endlessness is the nature of reality. Changelessness is the nature of reality. Okay, deathlessness is nature of reality. Going through the modifications is the not okay. Being free, the changelessness is what nature of the reality. Therefore, there's no such thing called death, etc. Here. For the reality, there is no such thing called death and aging. Because birth and death are not there, aging also is not there. Therefore, abhayaha, no, the fearlessness. There is no such thing called fear. And a shuddhaha, pure. See, the reality is of the nature of purity. You don't say reality is pure. I don't want to say that. It is the nature of purity. Why? Because it cannot be polluted. Nothing can pollute the reality. Okay, no refinement is possible on the part of reality. Anything impure can be purified. Understand? So it is because of the nature of purity, nothing can pollute, nothing can taint, nothing can touch. Understand? So it is... There's no such thing is there. Shuddha. You're going to see all those things later on. He's going to give you examples later on how the reflection in the water is not tainted by the gutter water, etc. We'll see all those things later on. But now, understand? So this context, water is in the Bhashma, I want to tell you. Shuddha. You have become purified. Okay? Shuddha. And prasannaha. Cheer. Cheerfulness. Okay? Cheer. The prasanna means because the just the cheer, and he says swata pratishtha lakshanaha, Swatma Pratishtha Lakshanaha. This moksha also implies what? Abiding in one's own self. Okay? Swatma Pratishtha. You know, abiding in the self. The moksha is in the form of the abiding in one's own self. So Swatma Pratishtha Lakshanaha and Paramanandaha. Parama Anandaha. So he says, moksha is the form of absolute happiness. Absolute happiness implies absolute sorrowlessness. Why I have to use both? Because for us, happiness means there should not be any sorrow. Okay, this way, Paramanandaha, absolute happiness, which implies sorrowlessness. Then, Advayaha, moksha is in the form of what now? Mokshaha is Advayaha. It is non-dual. What is Mokshaha? Shankaracharya beautifully defines what is Paravidya Vishyaha, the nature of the okay? Paravidya Vishyaha is Mokshaha. That samsara is the ultimate thing, what is pertinent to the Paravidya. And moksha is something which is pertinent to the paravidya. And what is the nature of moksha? Okay? In fact, this is advayaha, parama anandaha, abhayaha, shuddaha, anadihi, anantaha, all these words. In fact, when he talks about the nature of moksha, we have to understand this as the moksha, nature of the very reality. Otherwise, you can't connect. Why? Because moksha and atma are not two different things, in fact. Like light and sun are not two different things. Fire and heat are not two different things. Similarly, moksha and reality are not two different things. Why? Because, okay, though even though the word moksha literally means freedom, the word freedom implies is limitlessness. Literally it means what? Moksha means freedom. But freedom implies what? Freedom from sorrow, which is sorrowlessness, which is happiness, which means limitlessness. Okay, limitlessness means what? Being free from all three limitations, spatial limitation, object limitation and time limitation. And this limitlessness, time-wise, object-wise, spatially, being limitless implies being free from all differences. That is very important. All the differences. What all the differences are there? No, I told you about many differences before. I don't know, some other occasion. Sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha, swagata bhedaha. No? Sajatiya bhedaha means what? Difference, no? Being different in one group. There's one group of things, and it within the difference within the group is called sajatiya bhedaha. Difference between two groups is called vijatiya bhedaha. And difference in even one thing, seeing the difference is called swagata bhedaha. Okay, differences in one thing, differences between two groups, difference within a group. Like that we can say, swagata bhedaha, sajatiya bhedaha. I'm going to discuss these things again later on. I want to understand these things. Swagata bhedaha, sajatiya bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha. Okay, all these differences will not be there. In limitlessness, all the differences will be resolved. Understand? When I say, if you want an example, I can say fast. People can say, I suppose Manushya Jati is one Jati, a human, okay, humanity as a whole. There again, though we can say it's one group, there you can say female and male. Okay, it's called Sajati, one Jati, within the Jati, we have this difference. And suppose we say, suppose Mruga Jati, Manushya Jati, two different Jatis, understand now, different between two groups. Is called vijatiya bhedaha. Difference within one group is called Sajatiya Bedaha. Difference in one thing is Fagata Bedaha. Even one individual he take, head is different, hands are different, fingers are different, nails are different. Every one's component, okay? Every one part be different from every other part. What Sagata Bedaha? Okay, like this, we can see these differences in all species, in all the beings there. We can say insentient and insentient, Vijatiya Beda. Of the sentient again, we can say, oh, Chetanam, Achetanam, we can say mobile, immobile, Charam, Acharam. Again, okay, Sajatiya, Vijati, all the Bedas are there. And every small detail being different from every other detail, actually differences are there. So all these varieties, myriads of differences, all of them will be resolved where? In limitlessness. Okay. So bheda rahitam, sarva bheda rahitaha. Okay. The absence of differences. Okay, in the absence of, so for, we say, differences being not there, that which is free from all differences, that which is free from all limitations. We have to understand the limitlessness should always be understood with, you know, the differencelessness. The nature of reality. Okay, it's all, understanding these things really make your mind subtle. To help you to try to comprehend something much subtler thing. When Shankaracharya says paravidya visheha moksha means paravidya visheha moksha means the very reality. Why moksha is, I think, but moksha should be understood as limitlessness, and limitlessness, happiness, sorrowlessness means limitlessness. And limitlessness implies differencelessness. Differencelessness implies what? In fact, beginninglessness, endlessness, changelessness, deathlessness, agelessness. Okay? All these things. This is the nature of reality. This is just to be understood. All these, we have hit many things here. All these are what? The defining. Okay, these are the nature of the different natures of reality. Like light is the nature of reality. Okay, prakashakatvam is the nature of the sun. And also, aushnyam also is the nature of the sun. Two different natures, understand, inseparable. Being hot and also illumining is the nature of the sun, light. Similarly here, when you say beginninglessness, endlessness, changelessness, okay, one more thing I have to say, actionlessness, which is implied, okay, actionlessness, and also silence. Silence means consciousness does not speak anything, all those things, there's not speechlessness, okay, that means actionlessness implies silence. Both are the same. Silence means actionlessness. Okay, all these things are, that is the mokshaha, this is the paravidya vishyaha. Therefore, so what is, of all these things, what is interesting for us is happiness. We don't find the word happiness there. We can't find the word happiness there as moksha, because happiness should be understood as limitlessness. Tad upashama lakshanaha mokshaha paravidya vishyaha anadiran tajromaro mrito bhaya shuddha prasanna swata pratishtha lakshanaha paramanando dvayaha ishe shakracharya reheats of this like this. Let me read slowly now. Paravidya vishyaha anadi anantaha ajraha amaraha amrutaha abhayaha shuddhaha prasannaha sva atma pratishtha lakshanaha parama anandaha advayaha. Okay, because now the beauty is, because it's also advayaha. In insight, it's limitless, infinite, and it free from all differences. Advayaha, it's also non-dual because there's no second thing other than that. Okay, the second thing, the moksha, other than limitlessness, other than the reality, it is other than reality, it's the second thing. Advayaha. Therefore, it's also what now? Nothing can, there must be two things, you see. For one to be polluted, there must be another thing. I must be here in this house to dirty the kitchen. If I'm not here, the kitchen remains clean, okay? So, what I'm saying, just I'm joking. Anyway, what I'm saying, then the second thing must be there to, for one to be polluted, even the refinement is possible, for the second thing must be there. Another thing must be there. For anything to be cleansed or to be purified or refined, for anything, second thing must be there. It is the second thing being not there, Shuddha. Unpolluted, it's a clean, pure, it is purity itself. Not even pure, okay? It's purity by itself. Therefore, Shuddha, Advayaha, is secondless. Other than reality, there's no second thing. Now we have to, Shankara says here beautifully, other than limitlessness, there's no second thing. You can say, there's other than light, there's nothing. You can say that. What is there's only light? You don't say, what is there's only sun. The only element of the sun you can say, or you can just say, there's only light. There's no darkness at all here. The daytime, understand? So that's why we say here, this is like Advayaha, that's the second thing other than moksha, other than happiness, other than limitlessness, other than reality, and which is, what is this? And all that is, no, this jaram, maram, mritam, all these things exist within the realm of limitlessness. This is for jnanam, paravidya vishyaha, mokshaha, and this is the nature of mokshaha, because understanding moksha is understanding the reality. Therefore, he explained what is paravidya vishyaha, what are you interested in now? Are you interested in paravidya vishyaha or aparavidya vishyaha? You can make choice now. Paravidya vishya, samsare. Samsaram rochateva uta aparvidya vishyaha na moksha rochateva. What is that you like here? We can make choice.